COVID-19 has taken a huge toll on downtown retail and restaurant businesses all over the country. Some won't survive. And that has experts in Maine looking into the future of this state's downtowns 5 or 10 years down the road. In Maine's three biggest cities, planners and downtown organizations are preparing for big changes. Over the next 2 days, we'll take a look at those cities, beginning today with Portland, where advocates say the pandemic recession is accelerating trends that were already pushing small businesses out of downtown and raising questions about what happens to the empty retail space left behind. Nora Flaherty has our story.
Most summers, Portland's Old Port is flooded with tourists who come to enjoy the area's famous food, drink, and quirky seaside ambience. But not this year. And for some businesses, that's meant big changes. Kathy Rasko owns Arabica Coffee, which until April had two locations downtown, including one on Commercial Street.
I was about to rebuild the whole thing. Like, I had just gone through all the process. I had all my drawings. I had just gotten my building permit, and I was about to renovate that building, like the interior.
She says she's glad now that she didn't start the process, because when the pandemic hit and her revenues began to drop precipitously, she decided to close the store and move the coffee roaster to a less expensive industrial area in Scarborough. Now she says she's hoping to keep her second Portland location open, but even that's not certain.
So I'm starting to see about distributing to more, you know, like some specialty food markets, other places that brew coffee, and just have that kind of a business, have a manufacturing kind of business as opposed to a restaurant.
Arabica is far from the only business to close in the last few months. An informal count by the local business organization Portland by Local shows at least 25 public-facing businesses have closed downtown since the pandemic began. And when those businesses close, they leave behind space. It's Mary Alice Scott's job to try to keep that space in the hands of small business owners, many of whom were already struggling with high rents before the pandemic.
For them to be able to afford it now and beyond when there's no income coming in seems impossible.
Scott is the executive director of Portland by Local. She says that if small businesses close or move, the space that's left behind can get snapped up by larger chain retailers. Over the past few years, stores like Athleta, Lululemon, Ethan Allen, and Anthropology have set up shop. The companies tend to have big footprints, and when they leave, the space is often too big and too pricey for a small business. Jeff Levine, an MIT lecturer and former director of planning and urban development for the city of Portland, says big retail spaces, even ones that are occupied, can make downtowns less appealing places to spend time.
I'm not personally incredibly worried about national chains coming into downtowns. I am worried about a different type of store coming downtown that absorbs more space and doesn't encourage the type of dynamic activity that people want to see in a downtown, and then it kind of feeds on itself. So, okay, I'm just going downtown to get a couple of things done. I'm not going to hang around because it's not fun there anymore. Part of what makes it fun is this small mix of businesses, and the other part of what makes it fun is feeling safe and comfortable walking around downtown.
Advocates of local development see it as a kind of worst-case scenario. Small businesses go away because of the pandemic and the recession, but rents stay high, which discourages other small businesses from opening downtown. And when fewer businesses are local, the money spent there doesn't stay local, which can erode the tax base along with local institutions. There is a general assumption that Portland will continue to grow and change regardless of the effects of the pandemic. And for Mary Alice Scott of Portland by Local, this is a moment to think about ways to protect smaller businesses from the sometimes brutal realities of growth. For example, through zoning restrictions to encourage smaller retail spaces downtown.
1,500 square feet, 3,000 square feet or below, those are the kind of spaces that are affordable, useful for local businesses. And that we can, if a local business opens, they can easily move in. If they decide to move somewhere else or close, then it becomes more easy for a different local business to take their place.
Portland's Director of Planning and Urban Development, Christine Grimando, says these kinds of ideas can be useful. But she says the pressures on downtown can also be beneficial for other parts of the city.
Our city and the commercial areas of our city are bigger than just our downtown, and not every place in Maine has the luxury to say this, but we have these other places that have really popped because of that pressure.
Grimando says the city's already made zoning changes to allow businesses of all kinds in the city's outlying areas. And now the high cost of doing business downtown may be the stronger catalyst that helps create more dynamic neighborhoods.
I would say part of our vision is to say this is not only about downtowns, but that neighborhoods can also have some experience of that sort of mixed use and common space areas, and that they all should.
Being a small business owner is always hard, but this is an especially challenging time that, depending on the fallout, could alter the character of Maine's largest city for years to come. Tomorrow, we'll look at Maine's next two largest cities, Lewiston and Bangor, and how they hope organic growth, local ownership, and mixed development will help protect them. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nora Flaherty.